Hello everyone, I hope you're doing great today and I hope you will enjoy these stories. Sorry if my voice is a bit different, I'm a little bit unwell at the minute due to a bad reaction to my COVID vaccination and flu vaccine because I actually got them both at the same time and I think my body's struggling a bit. But I should be better by next week. So yeah, sorry if my voice is different at all and I hope you will enjoy these stories. I'll speak to you all soon, take care. I'm a long-haul truck driver, and I've seen a couple of weird things I couldn't really explain. However, there was one which really takes the crown as being the weirdest, and I think you'll understand why. So I've been doing quite a long drive across state, actually, and I was relatively tired of the drive. I needed to rest, so I quickly find a gas station which I can pull over into, and ask if I can park in the back and just shut my eyes for a while, which they agreed. Waking up, I'm feeling far more refreshed now, and I set off again. I don't make it too much further before eventually I see somebody at the side of the road. They seem like they're in a lot of trouble, and I stop to help. Now they're crouching over like they're injured, but when they turn, they're wearing a clown full mask. Now, as I stop, I do the window up quickly, realizing something's wrong. I look in the rearview mirror and I suddenly realize that there are more people moving behind, at least three of them. And then, somebody else pops up holding something in the road. I kid you not, there's somebody standing dressed as a clown in the middle of the road holding something that looks pointy. I immediately ram onto the accelerator and I aim right for this person. I'm kind of ashamed to admit it, but I don't care if they got hurt at this point. They quickly jump over to the side of the road and I speed off as quick as I can in my truck. I look again behind just to see if they're following me and I see a group of five people all dressed pretty much the same standing there. They then begin to wave me off as I drive off into the distance. I then drove for a good 5 hours almost without stopping, until eventually I make it to another big rest stop where I pass out. I still don't know who they were to this day, or whether I was targeted specifically, but my God did it scare the life out of me. Last year, I was out in Colorado exploring campsites near Boulder. Got into camp around 10 p.m, accompanied by a few flurries, no problem. I grew up in New England winters, so it didn't really make a difference for me. But I also wasn't having a fire due to the restrictions, so I got my SUV ready for sleep and got cozy with some Netflix. I was about to drift off to sleep when I hear something outside. Now, I'm used to the vulnerability of camping and various sounds at night. This was, and still is, unexplainable to me. Now, I hear crying, really disturbing crying, which seemed close to my car. For reference, this road has a bunch of random dispersed camp spots, but none of which I'm too close to or have ever heard crying, and I shouldn't be close enough to hear that. I mute my Netflix and stay alert. The crying slurs into higher-pitched laughter, and then slurs into low-pitched laughter. Now, it's hard to exactly say what it was, but it sounded like almost laughter, but crying. I think, God, what? The cry laughing was not like a hyena, and had a distinctive human quality to it. Now, this was definitely bizarre, to say the very least. Now, I've overheard some hikers talking, but this was different. Maybe they were cry laughing. This actually scared me more than an animal. I've seen moose before, and for the record, the campsite had a lookout, and I don't know, they never spotted any here. So, back to my situation. The cry laughter moved and increased in frequency. Now, it's getting quite weird. What I mean by this is that it cry laughed to the right of me, then cry laughed near the back of the car, then impossibly far out and back again, No way a person or animal could have moved so quickly without shuffling noises. It was almost surreal sounding. Now, hearing wildly unfamiliar weepings and sounds is really the stuff of nightmares for me. Now, the weeping seemed to be disembodied, and I was freaked. I told to myself, breathe like you know how to. You've got to move. I had a thought that maybe there was somebody living in the brush out there who'd lost it. Only came out past 10 p.m. in snow, and pranced around cry laughing with a rock outside the car waiting to smash into the window as soon as I looked out, but that seems unlikely. I was nearly froze, but heard that breathing. I really managed to get myself to move a little bit and think, and especially forcing my own breathing helped with that. I double locked my car doors, hoping that the beep would alert the intruder that I was awake and unhappy. I got out from my sleeping bag, even though I feared the movement would be sensed, and hopped into the driver's seat. I wanted to vomit, breathe, but turned the car on, the headlights and the brights. Then I took down the sun visor, covering the windshield only partially to see my moose friend on the opposite side of the road, munching away at veg. Okay. Are the weeping sounds coming from the moose? I'm not convinced, especially not because it's eating. Now, it took about 5 minutes to get to the end of the road, and I parked before hitting the main road to collect myself. I realized I left my propane. It was like $9 and I didn't want to waste it, so I took another deep breath. I decided to head back and survey the area. Certainly, I'd be able to catch anyone crouched in the bushes if it was a person, and I could just drive away. I had my headlamp and the brights on when I drove to the campsite, again taking a deep breath. I jumped out of the car to grab the propane and claim the space or stand my ground, that type of thing. But nothing. I can't explain it, so the stand my ground energy was short-lived. It's after 11 at this point, and I'm just tired and uneasy now, so I'm out, onto a backup spot, and of course it's hard to claim down. All I've got as a possible explanation is a super calm moose started making the sounds, but I don't buy it. I really don't know what this could have been, or whether it's a crazy, demented person out of there. But what's really bizarre is the way that the sound moved away so quickly and then reappeared again, impossibly quick. Now, in 2017, one of my good friends who lived in Portland, OR, was offered a new job in Long Island, New York, and took it. He asked me to fly out so I could road trip with him across the country so he wouldn't have to be alone. Of course I agreed. I flew out from JFK to PDX. We have many stories from this road trip, but none stranger than what happened to us in Ohio. After a few days on the road, we had entered Ohio. I wish I remembered exactly where this took place, but honestly I don't recall. All I know is that it was past Zanesville, heading east. My buddy was driving. As I was reaching towards the ground, trying to grab my phone that I had dropped, he suddenly said, "This old lady next to us keeps pointing at me. I think she wants me to pull over." I was always paranoid and saying, "No, keep driving." But he pulled over. A black Escalade with plates from Alaska pulled over in front of us. Out comes this lady, who's no younger than 60, saying, "I'm glad I got to you boys when I did. Your tires are smoking." Now, it's important to note that we're towing his Camry with U-Haul that we're in. Side note, this happened in Zanesville. Now, we got stuck in the parking lot. Couldn't have found any backup, so had to rehitch his car. We realized later that he left the emergency brake on. Anyway, after she said this, we looked at each other completely puzzled and immediately turned to the tires. They were absolutely smoking, like they had bullet holes in them. Now this is where it gets weird. Not even a few seconds after, we kneeled down to inspect the tires and she was gone. No goodbye and no sound of the car. Just vanished. The whole interaction of her getting out of the car couldn't have been more than 15 seconds. I didn't have a doubt in my mind she had vanished, and I looked at my friend and he was very pale, confirming what I was thinking. I don't know for sure what could have happened if we didn't stop. I don't know if the car would have caught fire or something, but I'm not sure if she was an angel sent there to protect us. But the whole situation was very bizarre. Working as a ranger, you always get the odd thing you can't explain, but sometimes they really go beyond the ordinary and into depths that I don't even know. There was one particular thing that we were doing for training where that we all stayed in the same little bedroom together pretty much. I guess it was like group bonding and we were split into different groups, but mine had two other people in it and we're kind of in like bunk beds, but they're more spread out than bunk beds. What was beautiful about this particular one is that you could actually see through the ceiling. They had kind of like a clear plastic sheet at the top, which was actually really nice, and if it wasn't rainy, you'd have a really good view of the stars and things like that. The window wasn't too wide, just really long and went all the way across, I guess to create natural light or something, but it was beautiful for stargazing. Now on the second day as I'm laying there, half asleep, I suddenly jolt awake and realise what I'm looking at's wrong. I can see somebody staring at me. I scream to wake up the other guys and say, "Look, look, do you see that?" And then, one of my ranger friends jumps out of bed and stands up, and the other does the same and I bolt up. We literally see somebody dressed in Victorian clothes floating slowly across from one side of the screen to the other without making a sound. Literally floating. I don't see how anybody else could have done this because they should have surely fell through. And why were they floating? Even if it was somebody using a tree and a cable, there's no way they could have glided across so perfectly. Now, again, I'm not probably the most brave ranger, but I literally screamed. I flicked on the lights and this woke up all the other rangers in the nearby cabin things they were staying in. They all come over, and they could tell something was wrong immediately by the expressions on our face. We then started explaining what had happened, and I can see one of them roll their eyes, and all the others go back to bed. That left all of us in our cabin remaining, just staring at each other. As you can imagine, we didn't sleep well that night, and luckily for us, it was the last day we had to be there. And I was sure glad that that was the case. I still get spooked out thinking about it to this day. Now back in the mid 80s, we were driving through Tennessee on our way to visit friends in Texas. My mom was driving, I, a teenager, was navigating by using a paper map. These were the days before cell phones and GPS. We made it past Nashville on the I-40 pretty late at night. We're maybe an hour outside of the city. I'm charting our progress, old school pencil and paper. We pass an exit, mark it. A minute later, a summer thunderstorm hit. Literally all of the visibility has really dropped now to practically zero. All the traffic's gone to a crawl. And we decide to pull off for the next possible exit and find a motel to spend the night, because there's no way we're making significant progress in the storm. Slow white knuckle driving ensues. An exit looms off on the right, no signage we can see in the downpour, and we take it. At the top of the exit ramp, we turn right towards a brilliantly lit up gas station. Left turn was onto an overpass crossing I-40, no lights, from that side of the interstate. On the dinky little road now, to our right, is a gas station that we're rapidly passing. To our left, and back behind some trees, what appeared to be a hotel. But you couldn't make out much of the signage in the rain. We drove past the gas station before we realised, really, that the road just ended ahead. The gas station was the only building on this side of the road. It went from 1.5 lane paved to 1 lane gravel to tired dirt track and grass everywhere. Now, we passed a gas station and there's only one turnoff from this road. It was on our left. We took it and tried to back off and turn around back to the gas station. Unfortunately, the paved slope of that narrow one-way driveway turned off steeply into a mud pit. No backing up. My mom put the car into a low gear, turned hard, and headed back from the gravel road through the mud. We almost made it out, but we ended up getting mired. The front passenger tire caught on the corner of an exposed concrete storm drain, maybe 3 feet from the road or so. Now out of the car, into the rain and mud, we walked to the gas station. The place was spotless, super bright, had two young men behind the counter. What sounds like one of Elvis's songs playing on the radio. Attendant's first word is, "Do you get stuck in the mud?" And they said it super enthusiastic. I mean, way too enthusiastic. Also, these night clerks were dressed in suits and they appeared to be about 30 years out of date. The whole place is weird. Admitting we gotten stuck, we now asked them, is there a tow company we could call? They pulled out a phone book and started talking to each other. Now, it's not a Nashville phone book, but like some little township. Population couldn't have been more than 100 from the handful of white pages, but the book had dozens of yellow pages of nothing but tow truck companies, like literally hundreds of them for this small town, too small to even appear on a map. Attendants had a friendly debate about whose turn it was to come get the car out of the mud. Decided to skip over the company who was theoretical next because there had been some kind of problem with the last time they were called for a tow. Made a decision on who to call and let my mom use their phone. More weirdness. Creepiness intensifies. Still storming, though less now. The tow truck arrives maybe 15 minutes later. Brilliant white. Not a speck of dirt or mud on it. I've seen vehicles in a new car lot that are actually dirtier. And two young men in the truck also dressed nicely when they step out. Freshly polished patent leather shoes without a drop of mud on them. Starch white shirts, paper hats and bow ties. It was definitely weird to see. Now we hike across the street to the next door to the mud pit where the car is stuck. The tow truck guys are horrified. They almost got out of the mud, they say to each other repeatedly. The subtext from their shocked tone is clear. No one must have ever escaped the mud pit on their own. These people will have to take some sort of action to make sure nobody else gets as close as we did to escaping. They tow our car out, easy. We get back to the gas station, pay the drivers for their service. Tow truck drivers let gas station attendants know Mum and I almost made it out of the mud on our own. The attendants are horrified and shocked by this. By now, getting huge, uncanny, weird vibes from all four of these men. And not just them, but the whole place is too clean and brightly lit, and too weirdly out of date. It was surprisingly good for a small town, and it just didn't make sense. Almost perfect, in fact. We are definitely in Creepy Town. If these guys were humans, they were definitely seriously off. If they weren't, they almost had their ordinary human act down to a pat. The tow truck driver drives off. Attendants turn, all friendly again, and ask Mum if we're going to stay the night in the hotel across the road. They're so excited that we might spend the night there talking about how great it is. My mum and I made non-committal noises. Return to the car. I tell Mum we are not staying the night here and she wholeheartedly agrees. The rain is finally letting up. Drive straight out to the interstate. Did not pass go. Did not ever go nearby this creepy old motel again. Drive down the I-40 to the very next exit. It was maybe 5 miles. Pull off. Spend the night in a kind of dodgy but ordinary motel. But at least it's not the Bates Motel, we joke. The rest of the trip goes well then. Several days later, on my way home, my mom and I decide that we would really like to see the creepy old town in the daylight again. It couldn't have been more weird than that, could it? Heading back up the I-40, we passed the exit where we actually did spend the night on the way down. Start looking for the exit to the creepy town. Should have been about 5 miles ago, along with an overpass. We get 5 miles down, no pass, no exit, no overpass. 5 more miles before we eventually find the exit off the I-40. It's the one I had marked as being right before the storm first hit. Now, I've travelled many times on the I-40 since, often remarking that, hey, there's the exit where that weird storm should have been. I still don't know where it is to this day, and it almost is like it's just vanished. A long time ago, my brother had an office near the Canadian border in Washington State. I often had to travel over there to help the staff train. Now, being a guy in my late 20s, single, I like to get away for a few days. I also like to make a few extra bucks by volunteering to go wherever there was help needed. I would usually fly up there, but some occasions when I needed to bring equipment or materials down, I would drive. This one particular time was about 17 years ago. We bought a bunch of equipment in a wholesale and needed to deliver this and some other odds and go up to our office in WA State. Of course, everybody knew I'd volunteer for the drive. I was told to drive a box truck up there and leave it and fly back. Prior to this, I would drive a company car or SUV, but no worries, the box truck wasn't that big and probably was about the same size as one of the rental U-Haul trucks. I always preferred to start my driving journey towards the end of the day mostly, because I'm one of those people who likes night driving. For the majority of my journey, it's uneventful. I only stopped at gas stations and the occasional rest stop to take care of nature. At some point near the California-Oregon border is when things start to get bad. It was approximately 1 o'clock in the morning and I had stopped at a rest area, probably the last one on the California side. On the far side, I don't remember seeing some truckers or anything, but basically the parking lot was empty. By this point, I wasn't really thinking of anything creepy or out of the ordinary. I got out of my truck, go into the restroom and take care of business. I wash up a bit and take my sweet time stretching my legs, but when I exit the restroom and walk over to my truck, I noticed a vehicle parked next to mine. I was literally like, this whole parking lot and this person pulls up next to me. Oh well, I jump in my truck and continue on the journey. For about another 10 or 20 miles down the freeway, my truck starts acting weird. Some of the interior lights start flickering. I don't really think anything of it. A little while later, all of the lights in the vehicle goes out. I mean interior lights, running lights and headlights. At this point it's about 2 a.m. and in some weird area of Oregon that I don't know, which is heavily wooded. I can't find a flashlight in the truck cabin. I get so angry, not sure of being scared, to be driving 60 miles an hour in the middle of what seemed like the scene from the Tales of the Dark Side, but I pound my fist on the dashboard and scream. Almost instantly everything come back on. It felt like a frenzy. At the next upcoming rest stop, I decided to pull over again, maybe from adrenaline or that I had to pee. I jumped out of the truck and went to the restroom, although this time I didn't take that long inside the restroom and walk back out of the truck. I remember my thoughts saying that I should stay inside, or at least wait before I attempt to continue at dawn. As I walk up to my truck, I see an older guy, kind of heavy set with grey hair. He's standing next to my truck. I didn't see his vehicle near mine, but just assumed that he was outstretching his legs. As I walk up, he starts a conversation about the weather or something, and a very light snow starts falling, but not the kind of stuff that stays on the ground. I wasn't paying too much attention to him because my first impression is that he's just a lonely old guy that wants to chit-chat. Then, he said something that made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. He's looking at my truck and says, you got any mechanical problems? I stop in my tracks and felt blood rush into my head. I just said no and keep driving, and trying to stay away from him. He then tells me that he doesn't live too far away, and I'm welcome to join him for a hot coffee, and if I need anything, I can even sleep there on the sofa. That kind of gave me the creeps, but I'm thinking to myself, if I need, I could use this guy. I thought, I'm younger and stronger and not afraid to defend myself, so basically, the conversation eventually ends with, well, I better get back on the road before the snow starts to really fall. As I'm driving away, I see that he's walking behind the restroom, so I think to myself, what the heck was that about? My mind is racing and retracting my last few steps, and how did this guy know I was having electrical problems with my truck? I suddenly think back to the rest stop in California, and that the car was parked next to the truck. Could he have done something to my wiring while I was taking my sweet time in the John? A few more miles down the road, no new issues with my electrics, but I decide at the next gas station I'm gonna stop. So I pull up to a gas station in Oregon. Now, they don't let you pump your own gas, so I have to wait for another attendant, and then decide to go in and get a drink. I paid, and as I was waiting for the fueling in my tank, I walk around to the truck and look for signs of tampering up near the front fender, and I see some smears, but not really sure if it's from the road, snow, or what. I just tell myself, okay, you're freaking yourself out, so now I just jump in my truck and pull out of the gas station as quick as I can make a turnaround and get back to the side where, on the ramp, I can actually see what's happening. I eventually make it to the exit, and I see a car parked in the corner and somebody sitting inside. I think to myself, I'm just freaking out, seeing shadows in every corner. It's just a few hours until dawn, maybe in the morning. I'm gonna laugh about this. I'm being followed and set up, maybe? Did I interrupt that old guy when I come out of the restroom so fast? Was he actually waiting for the right time and place to kill me? Well, as I continue driving on the snow, it starts to get a little more concerning. I didn't grow up in this area, or one that has a lot of snow, so I'm not too experienced with this, and I know when to look for hazards, however. But I look out of my rearview side mirror and see a pair of headlights trailing behind me, which is odd because most drivers pass up, and this person is following me. I'm already going well under the speed limit, but I drive a bit more slowly to try and let them pass, but they don't go anywhere. At some point, I'm getting closer to a larger city, Portland. It's still dark and snow is slightly falling now. I decide to pull over again and maybe the car will go around. I quickly exit, and I make it towards a freeway and a gas station is not too far away with a patrol car parked over there. I immediately pull up to the cops and get out. This is a lady officer, and I start making conversation with her about the snow and expected conditions. I'm thinking about telling her about the car behind me, but all of a sudden, I felt silly. What was I gonna say? I think I'm being followed by an old man. She's kind of nice, and we're talking for a bit, and she says to me, where am I going and coming from? She then suggests that I stop for the night and starts to tell me about the dangers of driving sleepy. I took a look around, and she said, yeah, I will stop for the night. But she tells me that if I go down the road a couple of blocks near the 7-Eleven, there's a motel. I look around and don't see the car anymore. I decide that I will stop for the night and go in for a sleep. As I pull up to the motel, I decide to park the truck away from this area, and I ended up going quite far behind the motel so that I don't have to be seen from the road. I go into the motel room as quickly as I can and lock the door. I can honestly say that I didn't get much rest. I watched TV and nodded off, and I would be wide awake at every sound. My mind kept racing back to recalling all of the events before the California border, to my conversations with the police. Maybe he saw me talking to the cops and decided to take off. Maybe he was waiting for me to pull over at another rest stop and complete his plan, whatever it is. But why would a stranger invite another stranger to his house in the middle of the night at a rest stop? Why did he ask me if I was having problems with the truck? Finally, it's about 7 a.m. and I decided that enough is enough, and I get up to go out and check what's happening and have a big breakfast and then continue on to my office without anything weird happening. But I've always wondered what happened that night. Was I actually being followed or what? I was helping a friend move, and I needed to drive quite a long way for this. I'm somebody who didn't have that much of an issue with driving long distances because it was something I actually done for my job, and I had quite a lot of room in the back of my truck, so it was a relatively easy thing for me to do. Now, driving at night wasn't always something I was necessarily confident with, however. I was aware of the dangers of the roads and nodding off, so I made sure that I always had a really good supply of coffee and everything. Now, at this point in my life, things were going pretty good, but not really perfect, and I felt like it was lacking in a couple of areas. And there was a number of things that I wanted to change, and I was a little bit confused about, so I thought maybe by going on this trip, I was gonna kind of clear my head up in the journey and find enlightenment or something. So I set out for this particular trip relatively early, and it was quite a good thing. I'm able to miss a lot of traffic this way, where people are already at work, and I'm probably going to miss the people that are coming out of work too, because I'm getting away from the big city now. And I had no issue with this. I managed to make ground pretty good, and I was feeling fairly confident. After making some pretty good progress, I saw a gas station that I decided I was going to pull over to. So I start to fill up with gas, and I realised that the person in there is kind of looking at me funny. I don't know why, but they were just sort of staring at me, giving me the old side eye, and I thought, oh boy, this is great. I'm going to have problems now when I go in there. Sighing, I can finish filling up my truck, then head in. I say, hey, how's it going? And he says, sorry, you can't fill up that truck. You can only fill up buildings, and starts bursting out laughing. Now, I don't know if this is the worst attempt of a joke that I've heard for a long time or what, but it was pretty weird, and the way he was laughing was almost like hysterically. I handed over the money and he said, yeah, I'm gonna get the change in the back, and headed out. I said, no, it's fine, and started to leave when he says, hey, don't leave, and I quickly get back in my truck and leave. I was actually worried that I hadn't filled up with fuel at this point, and maybe it was just water or something stupid, and he was trying to trap me there, but this was the first thing that was odd. You know, it wasn't one of those mainstream ones, it was like a franchise thing, but it looked really dodgy. I suppose it wasn't a good time to stop or place, but I needed to. So yeah, fueled up and ready to go, I continue on my journey now. After a good number of hours, it's starting to get pretty late, and I'm actually off of the main roads, taking some back roads. I do this for a little while, and I don't see any other cars, until eventually one shows up. It's kind of half trailing behind me, but just keeping out of sight, so it's quite different than anything I've ever experienced before. It kind of looks like how I guess you'd imagine an undercover cop car following another. But it wasn't a cop car. It was a really old rickety thing, and I couldn't really see much of it, just other than the fact it was a bit rusty. It didn't even have good headlights, it was that bad. Now, I started to go a bit slower so it could overtake me, but it just held right back. Now again, I go even slower hoping that this thing won't follow me, but it still held back. I now resorted to pulling over to the side of the road, putting my hand out the window and waving them forward. I waited and waited for probably a good 10 minutes or so, expecting them to pass, but nothing happened. I think this is extremely bizarre, and start the car again, and head on out. Not actually sure where they've gone, I just presume that they'd stopped for some random reason, or headed back, which would be weird regardless, but there's not really too many other things I could have imagined it being. Now, pretty keen to get off of the dirt roads, I start to pick up the pace a little bit, and occasionally have to put my main beams on because it's quite dark here. But of course, it's not too great for your car battery to do so all the time, but I didn't have much of a choice. I even nearly ran over some animal, but managed to stop in time. But eventually I make it back to civilization, and I think that's the last I'm going to see of them, whoever it was. Now, at this point I'm starting to run low on gas again. I'm pretty convinced whatever I filled up with before was somehow diluted and that I'd kind of been scammed a bit. But I got further away from them, and that made me feel good, so I wasn't going to complain too much. Now as I'm driving, I can see another gas station up ahead. Now, if the other one wasn't the best, this one that I was looking at right here made that look like the Ritz Hotel. It was really bad. But again, faced with not much of a choice, I had to go in there. I made a note to myself that I had to plan these trips a bit better around getting the correct fuel, because I can't keep doing this. And I didn't know how many more times this was going to happen on the trip. I can see there's no other cars around, but they do have a light on, a single light. I began filling up with the fuel, and the same thing happened weirdly as before. I'm kind of just getting the feeling that I'm being stared at, and I look, and once again, somebody looking like they've just come out of a horror show is staring at me. They're quite big and menacing, and clearly missing teeth, just side-eyeing me. They're trying not to make it obvious, but it kind of looks like when a dog's glancing at you when you're eating food and you look at it and it looks away. Yeah, it's pretty weird. And then, I notice a car stops next to me. Now they slow completely down, and there's a bunch of people staring at me that I can't make out too well. They kind of just give me a dirty look, and I just look back at them, confused, and they drive off. I think, God, I really am in the middle of nowhere now. These people really want to make me feel like I'm not welcome here, and I reluctantly head inside to go and pay for the gas. Now, I had exact change with me, so I was pretty happy that I didn't have to wait around. I get in there and he just stares at me. I say, hey, and he says, hey, back, in a low voice, like he's completely detached. I then realise that I really need to pee suddenly, and I quickly ask the guy if I can use the restroom. He says, yeah, that's fine, it's just in the back there. And I head over. Now this restroom is extremely dark and in horrible condition. There's only one cubicle thing, and a small window near it. There's one light too, and if you close the door to the toilet, it kind of blocks out the light, but that was the least of my concerns. I head in and relieve myself and go to leave, when I realise the door's stuck. I think, God, is everything going to go wrong today? I kind of punched on it a bit and pushed it, but it would not budge. And that's when I realised something was wrong. The lock didn't actually go on properly. I say, hey, can you help? I'm stuck here. And that's when I hear the sounds of footsteps. And I can hear breathing. And it's not just the sounds of one person, it's the sounds of multiple people. I kind of go down and I can see at least 5 or 6 feet all surrounding the cubicle, and clearly somebody's leaned up against the door. I bite my hand trying not to scream as I try and figure out an escape plan. I realise that I have to pretend that I'm going along with it and say, hey, I'm going to try and open the door again, just wait. I slowly tiptoe onto the toilet then, and I try and think of options how to escape. I start putting my own force on the door and pretend that I'm trying to budge it open when I realise my only escape is through that little toilet window. The thing is, I don't know whether I'm going to fit through it, but I don't really have much of a choice. I say, hey, get back, I'm going to kick the door now if anybody's there. And I start pretending to thud on the door. While doing that, I slowly climb up to the window, and within probably less than a second, I managed to kick the window open and quickly slide out. I ended up leaving my jacket there in the process, but that was the least of my concerns. I hop down and immediately start sprinting. I'm not looking behind myself, I'm just completely engrossed with trying to get out of there. I sprint probably for another 10 seconds and make it to my truck. I quickly get in, find the keys as quick as I can and start the engine and literally floor it out of there. I had 1 second to look behind, and I can see that whoever was in the till had now moved outside and was near the tree line. I drove at absolute top speed pretty much for probably a good 20 minutes, and I burnt through so much fuel, but I didn't care. I was so tired and just ready to get over to the friend's house that I didn't stop driving until I eventually reached it, with the fuel gauge basically on empty. When I arrived, I ended up falling asleep immediately, and I woke up the next day feeling absolutely exhausted. I started telling my friend about what had happened, and he said, "Yeah, there's some really weird people out there, you've got to be careful." I asked him if he ever heard of anything similar, and apparently people disappear along that stretch of road all the time. I eventually completed the move with him, and I drove back a complete different way, which actually added a whole day to the journey, but I was never going to chance going back there again. Now, I've always wanted to try the car life thing after watching so many people who have done it before, travelling around the country, and I lived in Fort Lauderdale for 5 years and thought I would be stuck there and that was it. Then the pandemic hit and I checked my bank account and I was back paid thousands. Before I know it, I'm packing up all of my stuff and the landlord said I could leave all my furniture that was there and that's fine. I'm now on 95 heading north, laughing and actually leaving, and couldn't believe it. I managed to get a hang of the whole car life thing, and it seemed somewhat normal and comfortable being able to stealth park in different locations without detection. I had not done any off the grid stuff yet, but was more comfortable by the time I reached the lake, Tahoe. I was hiking and asked some guy with his dog, who's local, if I could sleep in my car because Tahoe seems tricky. He said that there was a place up the mountains called Hope Valley. It sounded good, so off I went. Now, Lake Tahoe is already very high in altitude, so it was a few thousand feet higher than that. And it was past July. As I reached the area, I saw a small parking lot that was an entrance to a wildlife nature preserve. It was closed and empty, so that would do. I'm all settled in with my blanket and the sun setting in, the temperatures plummeting. Before I know it, it's pitch black and zero visibility. I start to hear wolves howling, and at this point I'm game. This was the experience I wanted. It was a little creepy, but I was fine. I was living what I would normally be watching on the internet. But before the sun went down, I noticed there were garbage cans that were overfilled 15 feet from the car entrance at the preserve. Finally, I drifted off asleep and was awakened by something at 3 a.m. You couldn't see anything. Anyway, it was so dark, but I overheard the footsteps, heavy ones, right outside the door. At this point, I'm really worried. Then something brushes up against the car, and I'm scared as I don't know what to do. I wait for a couple of minutes, then I open the door. I run around the car as fast as possible to the driver's side. Drove down the mountain and slept in a Motel 7 parking lot like a baby. Never made it through my first and only off-the-grid camping adventure, and I won't forget it. The only other time that something creepy happened was up in Mount Shasta. I drove halfway up the mountain, parked on the side of the road and got out and started walking into this trail. I made it about 70 yards in and I hear a low growl. I've never ran so fast in my life. The rest of the trip was the best I ever did in Montana. Now, English isn't my first language, so sorry in advance if this doesn't read too well. Now, I'd been working on a farm throughout the summer. I'd actually been living on site pretty much to save money, and because my truck was quite big. Now, I was very excited to get back home. The particular day came when I set off, and I said goodbye to the people I was working with because I knew I probably wouldn't see them again. Because soon I'd be going to attend college and I was excited for that. Up ahead of me was a long drive, and I was really looking forward to it, so I say my goodbyes and I set off. Now, when I begin to drive, it's raining quite heavily, and I actually think it was really nice, to be honest. I couldn't see too far off ahead of me, but it meant that I was in a nice peaceful area where I could really be away from everyone. It took me about a good 5 minutes of driving before I eventually get out into the main roads. Now, the main roads are nice and there's not really many other cars around. I'd see the other occasional ones, but the closer it got to dark, the fewer and fewer they would become. There was quite a lot of houses around where I was driving, but not too many because I was getting closer and closer to the forest, and obviously when you're there, there's not as many houses because there's not as much space for them. I eventually make a turn and finally enter the forest, and it's really beautiful. There's the odd bus station that I pass, but not really much of anything. I'm not driving too quick at this time because it's still pretty wet where I am, so I just have to be cautious and just let my mind drift off. I'm kind of more focused on what I'm going to do next and what my next steps are, because obviously I'm excited to go studying and it's a science degree, so it's going to be pretty involved and it should open lots of opportunities for me to study wherever I want afterwards too, and get the jobs I want. Now, every couple of meters I realise that the trees seem to be getting more and more dense, and it's really nice. I guess it's basically me going deeper and deeper into the mountainy areas. Now, I'm doing this for quite a while until eventually I reach some snow. Now again, it was raining and the snow was just off at the side of the road, but it's really beautiful. I'm actually somebody who absolutely adores the snow, and I always find it exciting to be out in it. Just not if I'm driving, especially because where I am too, I'm grateful that it's not on the road, because if I go off the edge, I'm pretty much dead. It's hard to describe, but around some of these bends, the road literally is almost a sheer drop. Even some of the trees are sideways and they've just kind of adapted to it. But being a measly human, I wasn't adapted so well, so if I got into a car wreck here, you probably wouldn't be hearing me writing this story now. But thankfully I didn't. Now, some of my friends asked me if I saw any animals while on this trip, and not really, to be honest. We do get deers and those kind of animals, but around here there wasn't much of anything. I guess they just stay away from the roads, and it's really a good thing. Now, as I'm driving, I can now see the mountains, and it's really beautiful. I'm actually driving more in the middle of the road now because I can see there's no other cars in front of me and it's actually safer. If you're going around tight bends like this and you know you're on your own, you don't really want to be on the absolute edge, because obviously you don't want to be chancing it going off the side. Now, I do this for a while until I encounter another car up ahead. This one looks really beat up, but I think no issue. It seems to be driving painfully slow at first, so I slowly at the next opportunity overtake it carefully on a wooden bridge. Now, as I'm driving, I realise that it has its hazards on, and I stop too. I quickly fling mine on and I think, God, I wouldn't want to be stuck out here on my own. The other issue too is there's not really good reception here, so it can be quite a big issue if you need to get into contact with others for more help. Now, I can't really see much because most of the windows are blacked out, but I can just see a hand come down. What's strange is they're wearing quite big gloves, which you wouldn't really want to drive in. I mean, I wouldn't. And they just point forward as though I should keep going. I just wave goodbye and do a friendly beep at the horn and continue on my way. I didn't think much of them, but I do remember taking a couple of seconds to look in my mirror as I slowly go around the corner and they disappear amongst the rain and mist. Not thinking much of it, I continue on my journey. I didn't have too much further to go before I could get to the first stop on my trip. There were some cabins that had basically been converted into little, I guess you call them motels, but places where you can just pay to stay for a couple of nights. Maybe hotel, I don't know how you guys differentiate it. But I pull up into the first one that I paid for, and all is good. I enter the code that had been sent, and I go in. This place is absolutely lovely, and I was really looking forward to my rest. I've been on the road for a while now, and I think it's important to take lots of breaks, especially when you're on dangerous roads like this. So now, with everything going well, I make myself a coffee and start watching some TV. To be honest, the shows are absolutely terrible, and I get so bored I just idly watch the news until I decide that I need to do something more exciting and I head out. I didn't go far, I just had a general walk around and tried to appreciate some of the scenery, but the rain was picking up quite a lot now. I turned to go back in when I realized something odd. There's a car parked up the road that I didn't notice before. It's just past a bridge, and it looks almost identical to the one that I'd seen before. In fact, I'm certain it is, but I didn't take a chance to check the registration plate. So I strain my eyes and try and notice it, but I realize I don't have one. I think maybe it's just some old beat-up car somebody's abandoned there. I had decided that I should just head back in and not think too much of it. So I eventually drift off watching the boring news and wake up again, and I'm pretty happy. I make sure everything's nice and tidy, and I get back in my truck and continue on my way. It's still raining now, just not as bad as before, and as I pull onto the road, I glance behind myself and I see that there's no other car there now. So I think it's odd. I think maybe some of the scrap people wanted to do something with it and just left it there, but I don't know. I'm already worried about it, more of my journey. So once again, I'm on the roads and the trees are actually more bright now, and I'm kind of in more of a logger's area at this point. I now make it into another, more densely wooded area, and the rain's really picked up, and it's actually quite hard to see now. It's the kind of rain that if you stood outside with the wind would actually really hurt your eyes and is quite annoying, but all it means is I have to drive a bit more slow, but it really makes it immersive with your surroundings. It almost feels like you're in an infinite loop almost, you know, like in video games where the map hasn't loaded properly in the background. It's sort of similar to that, but again, I just adjust my driving style and continue on. I haven't really got much of a reason to stop, and every so often I can see where the loggers have done their work and it looks beautiful. I eventually make it back into another wooded area, which is more like where I was before, and the rain slowly stops, which I'm actually quite grateful for. You know, some people don't really adjust to the rain as well as I do, and they just drive like everything's normal, and for me, that's a pretty dangerous thing, really. I always think the biggest danger when you're driving is kind of other drivers because some people honestly do really stupid things, but I guess that's not something that's going to change anytime soon, and it's pretty out of my control really, so I don't like to complain about it too much. Now I make it to an area where I guess that the rain clouds have stopped and it's actually bone dry almost. You get the odd mossy tree and whatnot, but there's not really too much there. But it's actually nicer than what I was driving in before, so again, I'm grateful for it. And I'm coming up to my second rest area. Now, this area is actually quite good, and it's more of a modern building than a cabin. There's a few other people there too. I say hello and go into my room, and everything's normal basically at this point. I realize that again, there's not even anything to watch on TV. Not being able to bear watching the news idly, I just decide to go for a walk in the forest nearby. There's actually a trail path which is quite nice, so I head off into here. Now, as I set off, I realize that there's not many people around here. I know there's an odd bus that can come up this kind of hill thing, but I haven't seen one since the whole time that I've been in this area. And I do think this is odd, but again, I don't really live in a densely populated area, so again, this is kind of to be expected. I have some water with me, and I'm just carrying this in one hand while on my phone in the other. I don't really know where I'm going, but I have a rough idea, and luckily my map service is working well. And I go to an area that's supposed to have a nice view, but there really isn't anything there. While walking, I stop to see if anybody's around, and I do notice one person. Strangely, they were walking and stopped the moment that I turned around and just kind of stood there perfectly still. They were wearing a big raincoat and I couldn't really see much else, but they kind of slowly gone behind a tree, but extremely slowly, like I don't know whether this was actually a person or not. It was pretty bizarre, but I don't think too much of it, deciding to continue on the loop to get back to where I'm staying. And I get back, and just settle in for the night, and nothing odd really happens here. End up waking up and getting in my truck again for the final leg of where I need to go. Now, when I'm in my truck, everything's as it should be, so I'm relatively content. I do notice a strange smell similar to gasoline, but I'm pretty convinced it's coming from one of the other cars in the lot here, and I set off on my way. Now, annoyingly, my phone decides to take me on a detour which is guiding me the rest of the way home, and it takes me through another forest. Now, this forest is not too heavily populated. By that I mean pretty much nobody here. There's kind of a path which goes through the middle of it, but it's not really the best built one. It's kind of like gravelly, but you know when the middle part of it's smooth and the sides are like little rocks or stones or whatever you call it? It's like that. And every so often I have to completely go onto the other side of this road to avoid trees which are half fallen. Nobody ever comes to really service the road clearly, and it's not the kind of place that you want to stop again. It's one of those where if you go off the side of the road, most of it's into little crevasses or, I don't know how you say it, but those things that you can just drop your car into and not come out of again. Kind of like in Jurassic Park maybe. But yeah, it's not really the best of conditions. And while you're driving, you actually kick up quite a lot of dust behind you, so it actually becomes quite difficult to see if anybody's approaching behind you. And the other issue I realise this will create is if another car's coming, all you're going to see is a big dust cloud ahead of you and just have to stop and hope they don't hit you. I was prepared though, I'd turn on my lights in the event of this happening, but it didn't. I go further and further, and I finally see a car park. Now, to my absolute surprise, I see that same car once again. The beat-up one I'd seen before without a registration plate on it, which I do think is extremely bizarre, but I just convinced myself that this place is quite small and they're probably just going the same way that I am, and don't think too much of it. Deciding now that it's probably a good time to get out of the forest, I actually step on it a little bit. That's when I realise something strange. I don't seem to be getting any closer to the destination that I thought I was. It's almost like I've been going in a big circle, which is bizarre. I check my phone again, and I can't seem to get any signal, which is really annoying. I ended up pulling over at the side of the road, and I notice a new dilemma. I'm pretty much out of fuel, which is really strange, because I was convinced I had a full tank the night before almost, having recently filled it up, but now there wasn't anything there. Something else strange? One of my back tyres is out, which again was fine. I did look for a sign of a puncture, but I couldn't see anything, and I think, wow, this is really good. The thing was, I wasn't that far away from completing my journey, and I was half tempted to try and limp it. I mean, if I had the fuel, I would, and if it was only the bad tyre, but this wasn't the case. So, what I do now is I try and make some calls, but again, I get no signal. It's starting to get dark now and I realise that I probably need to get some sleep in. Annoyingly, I'm just kind of pulled over to the side of the road, so I decide to get back in my truck and try and take it further off the main road, because I don't really want a car to come speeding down here and hit me not seeing me, because obviously when I'm sleeping I won't have the lights on. So this is what I do, and I settle in. I had enough water and stuff like that, but it wasn't necessarily going to be comfortable because I had to recline the seat and just lay my clothes over me to stay nice and warm at night. It wasn't actually cold outside, which is really important, but it wasn't really comfortable sleeping. I realised I had to keep moving onto my side or I didn't feel very good. I'm one of those people where unless I sleep on a comfortable bed, I really have muscle and bone aches the next day. I start watching a show on my phone though, and again, That runs out, and without signal, I can't load new ones. All of my downloaded ones had been watched before, so I decided to try and sleep. Now, I managed to sleep for about probably 2 hours, and then I'm woken again by sunlight. Now, as I start to slowly open my eyes, I can see a beautiful goldish glow everywhere, and I think this is a sunset that I actually want to appreciate. So I try and make myself wake up a bit more. Then I realize how warm it is too, and I can't wait to get outside. I don't really wake up too quickly and quickly down my water in an attempt to wake up quicker. And that's when I notice something odd. There is a distinct smell of burning, and it doesn't seem to be coming from very far away. I now sit up completely and look around, and through my blurry eyes, I can see something awfully wrong. There's fire, and it's in all directions around me. Now, I don't know what caused the fire or how big it is, but it looks like I'm in the middle of a forest fire. I let out a really loud yelp, and I quickly unlock my car doors and open the door, and I kid you not, there are flames all around me. Absolutely petrified and not knowing what to do, I quickly grab the remainder of my water and throw it towards the edge of the fire, where that I think I can see an opening. And thank God it actually worked. I jump through this gap and quickly sprint about another 20 meters before checking if there's anything on me on fire. That's when I notice a second strange thing. The fire only seems to be coming from my truck. Literally. The rest of the woods are completely fine, but it's just this specific area. Panicking, I sprint forward and sprint backwards, trying to see where else the fire is and what way I need to flee. But I realize now that it's literally only coming from a circle around my truck. Now, what's worse is I don't have my phone, but I just accept it's gone. And I look on as I see that my truck starts to set on fire. This was an old truck, but it's one that I absolutely love, so I'm actually quite disappointed to see this. That's when I noticed something else odd. Just in the distance, I can see the silhouette of a person once more. Now, it's hard to see through the flames, but I'm absolutely certain that somebody was watching from behind a tree. As my eyes adjust, I can then see a disgusting, teethy smile coming back at me. And the next thing I knew, I was sprinting in the other direction. Now, I can't say for certain that this person tried to kill me in there, but it seems really bizarre. The more I'm thinking of it while jogging, the more that I have fuel to continue running. Now, I probably ran for about a good 25 minutes, and luckily there's no other fires around me. Occasionally, I peer over my shoulder to try and see if anybody's following me. But luckily, there's no one. I don't know where I'm running, and I'm literally getting ready for woodland survival now. I have a basic idea of what I need to do, but I realize that the sun's starting to rise, the true sunrise, not the false one, which I was mistaken by before, and I know that I have to try and hike my way out of here as my only escape method. I begin doing so, and I soon realize that I'm not that far from an actual road. I quickly cut through the forest as quick as I can and eventually make it out to here. I've managed to catch my breath while walking, and I try desperately to flag down a car. Annoyingly, the first two just go straight past me, then eventually another one comes and I'm able to flag them down. I say, "Please, can you help me? Something's happened to my car and I really need to make a call to the police." Luckily, this stranger was absolutely understanding and honestly like an angel, offering to drive me over to the police station. I start explaining briefly what happened, and they can see by the fear in my face that I'm not lying to them. And I get to the station and thank them profusely. I then go in to make a police report, and I drink a hot chocolate, which was really well needed. I'm actually super tired now, and once I've made my statement, the police say that they're quickly going to send someone over there. They were very accommodating and actually let me sleep in a room they had there, and I basically knocked out. I think it's from the adrenaline dump of everything that made me especially tired, but I remembered waking up to a knock on the door, and they say, "Hey, I've got some good and bad news. The good news is we found exactly where you said, but the bad news is we've got no truck and no idea how this could have happened." They tell me that they're going to investigate and give me a reference number, and I then get offered to have a ride home the rest of the way, which I gratefully take. I eventually make it back to my actual home and I don't know what to think. I go indoors, put the keys down, and put my little reference number down that's written on paper, and I just lay on the bed. Now, paranoid, I immediately jump up at the first sound of a car looking for the silvery color one I'd seen before, multiple times, suddenly connecting more dots. Maybe that car that I'd seen so conveniently at the same place as me wasn't by coincidence. Maybe it was somebody following me. Now, I don't want to point the finger too much, but if what I'm thinking's true, this person had literally tried to murder me out in the woods for God knows what reason, and had purposefully cut the fuel in my tank and messed up a tire, waiting for this to happen. Now, if this is the case, it must have been somebody who knew the area very well, or at least where I was going, and that's what really scares me. Eventually, I called the police line again, and every time I have since, they tell me that they haven't found any other leads. I know by now the case will be closed because nobody was actually hurt, and I know that I'm never going to get that truck back again, but I'm kind of left with more questions than answers.